This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
I like letters, bike with pain, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane.
Hope you're having a wonderful start to the Friday. Across the state of Michigan, Scott Bertram with you here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. 888-900-9966. Mentioned the president is tweeting this morning. We'll give you details after the top of the hour. Nothing earth-shaking here, as far as I can see, although the president will be the commencement speaker at the Naval Academy May 25th in Annapolis, Maryland. So if you're heading to the Naval Academy commencement on May 25th, you'll get the chance to hear from President Trump. On the phone lines right now, he has been named one of the world's top 100 business trainers. You can find him online, joshtolley.com. Has a radio show. He's got a book you can find there, Evangelpreneur, how the biblical teachings on free enterprise empower faith, family, and freedom. And he joins us now on the Steve Gruber Show. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, Scott. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Not a problem whatsoever. So I was teasing your appearance earlier in the program and how saying you should quit your job. And I didn't want people to jump right to it. And like by the time you got here, already be jobless without hearing your message. So let's make sure people know what you're talking about.
Well, what I'm talking about is self-employment, entrepreneurship, is something that we used to teach. Now it seems to be one of these things that we consider really risky or really hard to do. And none of that's necessarily true. But more importantly than that, from an economic model, employment doesn't allow an economy to continue to grow. As a matter of fact, because of inflation, after three generations of an employment-based economy, the economy typically crashes, and there needs to be some sort of offset or reset. And that's where we're at now. And that's because employment doesn't generate new economic growth. All it does is really consume the economic growth that's already being produced. So even from a national standpoint, we really have to get back to this place where we promote entrepreneurship as the default career again.
So I watch Shark Tank pretty religiously, and if there's one place that's kind of been bringing back that entrepreneurial spirit to the country, it's probably that show where people from around the country create their own business, make their own product, you know, wear out their shoe leather, selling it door to door, and then get a chance to get some investors. That's a great little 1 hour a week business lesson and entrepreneurial kind of teaching, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can't tell you the number of clients I've had since that show that use that show as an example or at least motivation to say, hey, if there's other people doing this, I can do it too. And that's the part that's kind of gone away. I have a textbook from 1929. It's a seventh grade math textbook. And the first chapter of that seventh grade textbook is how to start your business. Well, today, if you look at a seventh grade textbook, it's hundreds of pages of repetition, repetition, repetition. And largely, what Shark Tank teaches has been kind of pushed to the side, which is why, unfortunately, it's such an anomaly and it's so entertaining, because we don't really teach it that much anymore.
So your message largely is anyone can do this, and barriers are pretty much artificial. It's what you put in front of yourself that can stop you. What's your story? How did you make it happen?
Well, I was actually, when I graduated from high school, I read at a 7 or 8 year old level, so I was behind the eight ball on that. I was so shy I couldn't order a hamburger from McDonald's or answer the phone if it rang. But I knew that I needed to be an entrepreneur because I saw so much death, destruction, and divorce caused by employment. And I started my first business and it failed. And then I started my second one and it failed. And most people at that point would say, well, see, entrepreneurship's not for you. Of course it is. I mean, the average toddler, when they're learning to walk, falls over 150 times a day. Do they say, well, that's it, it's not for me? No, of course not. So I did it again and eventually became successful at this. But along the way, I started seeing how it impacted family, how it brought marriages back together, how it brought kids back with their parents, how it repaired long-term damage, how it improved health, for goodness sake. So that's kind of the passion behind what we do now.
Josh Tolley is with us, joshtolley.com. You can find his book there. and a whole bunch of other things at joshtolley.com. Also, look for him on Twitter. What's the first step people need to take to begin this journey of entrepreneurship?
Well, it's interesting you ask that question. The first step is where do you want to go? Too often, people start a business based on what they've done before or what they like, and that's usually the wrong place to start. Because what happens then is you kind of lock yourself into something as opposed to discover what's going to be effective. What I say is, you know, what was the easiest way to do a maze when you were a kid? Backwards. So start with the end goal in mind first. How much money are you needing to make? How many hours can you devote to whatever it is you're about to do? Who do you want to do it with? And then come up with a list of multiple businesses that would be able to fulfill that objective. Then, at that point, you're no longer locked into, well, I used to be a plumber. I guess if I'm going to start a business, I'm going to be a plumber. People who do that tend to work 50, 60, 80 hours a week, and then they get that whole idea, well, I don't own the job. The job owns me. And so we try to avoid that by starting with the end goal first.
For people who are in need of, let me put it, like immediate gratification, right? If you're going to do this entrepreneur model, look, by definition, you're going to start small, and you have to start from the start and build from there. How do you kind of have those little victories along the way to keep yourself satisfied?
Well, it depends on what small is. You know, I had taken a class out in Florida. We got in the truck, went out, and said, okay, class, pretend that you're homeless, and by tonight, don't be. Because I wanted them to use what we've been teaching. And by lunch, they started four businesses and made over, I think, $4,800 or $48,000 in guaranteed revenue based on the fact that we went backwards. And we were doing a hotel business, and then we got into a tourism industry all before lunch. Too often, we overthink this process and think, well, I need the SBA loans in place. I need manufacturing in place. I need to get the commercial space to do the business. No, you don't. That's just... Those are actually the things that make it more likely that you're going to fail in the first place.
Yeah. Josh Tolley is with us, joshtolley.com. Find him on Twitter as well, at Josh Tolley. Josh, thank you so much for joining us today on
Steve
Gruber Show.